Hey guys, how you doing today? Can I get you started with something to drink?
Is your aging loved one home alone, forgetting to take medicine or pay bills? The Caregiver Cafe with Roz Jones has a menu of resources to serve your caregiver needs. As a caregiver, Roz understands your daily challenges. This podcast focuses on the unique and dynamic issues of caregiving.
Hello and welcome to the Caregiver Cafe. I am Roz Jones, and in today's episode, we're going to talk about the impact of caregiving on employment. We know that there are millions of people out there that are working and trying to be a caregiver. So a lot of times people leave the workforce in order to be able to take care of their loved one. However, employers now are understanding that there are skills that are walking out of the door that they could use from those caregivers. So I want to give you a little bit of data. According to a report by the Center for American Progress, there are more than 40 million American caregivers, and nearly one in six of them have to quit their jobs in order to provide care. This can lead to financial instability and lower retirement savings for caregivers. And so this is huge. So a lot of times when we are planning for our aging process, a lot of times we don't think about how it will impact our retirement. A lot of times we don't plan for it. And I always talk about how we plan more for a vacation. We plan more for our children to go to college on a birthday party, for a wedding, for the birth of our child, the birth of our grandchildren, but we don't plan for the aging process. And so this is a lot of times what happens as we are aging, and it's time for us to either take care of our spouse or our parents or someone that we love or care for. We impact our finances because we make the sacrifice to quit our job. However, there are things that you can do where you don't have to necessarily quit your job. And because of COVID, we have what's called the flexibility to work hybrid, where you can work at home some and where you can come into the office. And those are some of the things that you need to talk to your employer about. Caregiving responsibilities are just a caregiving responsibilities also impact many people of color. Women are more likely than men to be caregivers, and they also are more likely to experience negative outcomes as a result of caregiving. And so a lot of times when people are caregiving, particularly women, the employers feel that, okay, they can't do both. They can't take care of their parents and come to work and still function and still complete their assignments. And like I said earlier, caregivers have additional skills that sometimes the employees that you already have don't. And the reason why I say they have additional skills is because, excuse me, they are able to manage a home, manage a person, and manage a job. So when they come to work, they take those same skills and they bring them to work. And that makes them more valuable. And so oftentimes as caregivers, and particularly women or women of color, we do not say anything because we feel like we're going to be blackballed or discriminated against. And this should not be in the workforce. So a lot of times we have to come together, group together, and say, hey, I can do this. And also, too, don't be afraid to say something to your employer. Hey, I have this going on, but then I also have a solution to where it will not impact my coworkers, nor will it impact my productivity. In fact, it will even make me a better and more valuable employer. And then number three, from a policy standpoint, there needs to be more support and resources for caregivers. This includes, of course, the FMLA, caregiver tax credits, financial assistance programs, and workplace policies and practices to support caregivers. And so these have become more in place because of COVID. There are many companies out there, and I'm going to give you one. For example, Harry and David, if anybody's familiar with Harry and David, they are that great company that gives the fruit, not gives the fruit, but you can buy the fruit from them during the holidays. They have great pears and fruits and nuts. They have taken on the initiative to support their employees who are caregivers. So this is so important. So there are companies out there that are initiating to support their family caregivers through FMLA, through flexible work schedules, also through the EAP program, and bringing outside resources inside to make sure that the caregiver who is an employer is supported correctly. So my hat's off to Harry and David for doing this. And also, I partner with Harry and David. So make sure that you look at their website and purchase something from them. But like I said, Harry and David has taken on a huge initiative to support family caregivers. So once again, today we have talked about, you know, how important it is to have access to information, access to also you need to be trained as a caregiver. Also, the responsibilities of being an employer and an employee. You know, you have to recognize that you have more employees now that will be caregivers, but then you also, too, as an employee, have to say, hey, this is where I am. This is what I'm willing to do. Go to your employer with a solution. Just don't say, okay, I'm a caregiver. You know, how can you help? There's a give and take. There's a give and take. So the employers have a responsibility and the employees have the responsibility. And if they don't know, that's an opportunity to educate them. And then also, too, then they will understand what type of place that you're in. So I hope today that as we talked in this episode, the impact of caregiving on employment, that you understand your role as an employee. And then also, too, how you can help your employer understand the needs of a caregiver. So until next time, this is the Caregiver Cafe with Roz Jones. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
Until your next visit to the Caregiver Cafe, connect with Roz on YouTube, LinkedIn, and her blog at thecaregivercafe.net. Caregiver Cafe podcast specializes in serving those who provide care and support to a sick or aging loved one. I'm the voice guy, but I'm one of you. So when Roz has on experts or frontline workers, I'm listening. We hope you've enjoyed the show. In the meantime, don't forget to connect with Roz on YouTube, LinkedIn, or at the blog at thecaregivercafe.net.